The Cannes International Film Festival opened this week with the screening of Woody Allen's Hollywood Ending. Cannes is one of the world's best-known film festivals, partly because of its age, this will be its 55th year, and partly because thousands of journalists descend on the French Riviera to cover it. Los Angeles Times film critic and Morning Edition commentator Kenneth Turan has covered Cannes off and on since 1971. NPR's Renee Montagne spoke with him about his new book on the many festivals he's attended.
Kenneth Turan's book begins at Cannes and then moves on. It's called Sundance to Sarajevo, Film Festivals and the World They Made. And on any given day, he says, there is a film festival somewhere in the world. Finland's Midnight Sun Film Festival, Toronto's Rendezvous with Madness Festival, the Reject Film Festival in Philadelphia, now so popular it rejects entries. As many as 1,000 festivals each year, says Ken Turan, not only surviving but thriving.
They survive because, first of all, there's an audience for them, and they're not really served by theaters. Theaters don't usually show these kinds of offbeat films. And distributors who want to promote these offbeat films and get press for them and make a public aware of them like to have their films in festivals. So a lot of people like the idea of festivals, and also cities like getting name recognition, getting tourist dollars. So there's a lot of forces that make festivals kind of a growth industry.
And any given film might end up in 15 festivals?
You can, if you have nothing else to do with your life, you could spend an entire year going from festival to festival with your film, getting paid to be in the specific city, getting put up in a hotel, introducing your film, meeting fans, going on to the next festival. You really could do this.
You devote the first chapter of your book to Cannes. It was your first film festival as a journalist. Do any movies that you saw at that very first festival that you went to still stand out for you?
Well, I think it was either 71 or a few years later, the next time I went in the early 70s, I saw Taxi Driver at Cannes, which was just it was a fascinating experience because Europeans hadn't really seen a film like this, and Martin Scorsese, the director, hadn't really been experienced with European press, and he got asked astonishingly political questions that he was completely unprepared for. Europeans view films very much in a political context. And there's a scene in the film where Robert De Niro and Jodie Foster are talking, and he says, "You want to spend some time in the country?" And she says, "Sure." And a journalist raised his hand and said, "Mr. Scorsese, does this mean that you are rejecting industrial capitalism and you see an agrarian future for the world?" And Scorsese was just Polack. He just looked at him and said, "Well, no, they just want to go to the country, you know." So it was a real cultural clash, and it was fascinating to see.
The Cannes Film Festival can be very unforgiving to filmmakers. Tell us about what you call thumping.
The thumpers. The Grand Palais, which is where it's a wonderful theater. It's probably one of the biggest, best screens in the world. It's a great place to see a movie. It has very comfortable seats, but if you get up, the seats make a noise. They thump. They don't go back quietly. And as soon as people discover this, and the audience is very unforgiving at Cannes, if they don't like a film, they tend to leave. And not only do they tend to leave, they want you to know that they've left. So when people are unhappy with a film, they get up and they hit their seats, so they give this enormous thump. And then other people get up and, you know, it's like thump, 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 thump. And, you know, directors have talked about how horrifying it is to sit there, and you know what that sound means. It means people, angry people, are leaving your film in droves. And it's a Cannes moment. No other festival has an equivalent to that.
You know, one of the most poignant chapters in your book has to do with the Sarajevo Film Festival, which just began in the 90s.
I think for me, Sarajevo was the most interesting, the most moving, the most provocative festival I went to because of its history. There was a festival actually during the war. The festival that's on now started after the war. And during the war, there was a festival, and they really felt that it was important to be part of the world. They want to see what everyone else is seeing. They want to, you know, they don't feel that because they've been through this terrible experience, they have to relive it in seeing films. Films about Sarajevo were not necessarily popular. The ones that were shown the year I was there, a few films were shown that were kind of recreations of the wartime experience, and people were just not really that interested in them. They wanted to have fun because they had suffered for so long, and also they wanted to be in on the mix. You know, if there was a big film, they wanted to see it. I mean, and films symbolized the rejoining of the community that they really wanted.
There's a one tiny little story you tell about the dean of Sarajevo film critics, Ako Staka.
Yes, yes.
And what he had to do during the war.
I know, as a journalist, I was very, very, I mean, it just really, really hit me, this thing. I mean, he was a wonderful elderly gentleman who was a veteran film journalist, had been to festivals around the world, was really the dean of, as you say, of Yugoslav film critics. And during the war, he had to burn all his clippings. He had to burn a lifetime worth of clippings. His entire life's work had to go into his stove so that he and his wife could stay warm during the war. And that really, almost any creative person could really identify with how horrible it is to have to burn your life's work to stay alive.
Just one last question, Ken, about you. You write that as a kid growing up in Brooklyn, you always look forward to the New York Film Festival, seeing the ads in the Times and the ads that promised, as you write, a door to a world that you knew nothing about, but you were hoping there might be a place for you in it. And obviously there is. But after so many movies and so many festivals, is there any of that feeling left as you face another 2 weeks at Cannes?
It gets harder and harder, you know. I mean, because you do get worn out by all the bad films you have to see. If all the films were as exciting as the ones I, you know, anticipated in the New York Film Festival, it wouldn't be a problem. But basically what happens is that films continually surprise you and festivals continually surprise you. You sit down and you're tired and you're irritable and a film comes on the screen that you haven't heard anything about and it just absolutely knocks you out. And as long as that continues to happen, I'll continue to be willing and happy to go to festivals.
Thanks very much. Kenneth Turan is film critic for the Los Angeles Times. His new book is Sundance to Sarajevo, Film Festivals and the World They Made. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Los Angeles.